So we discussed the famous Vilna Gaon that says that how do you define a Bechor, the Pishnayim? So you go by the conception, not by the birth. The Netziv disagrees, says the Gaon never said it. It was a toast from one of his students. So one of the other halachas we find by Yerusha, by Bechor, by Pishnayim, is that the Bechor only inherits what the Gemara calls what the person has in his possession. He's muchsak v'lo min haroi. In other words, you have the father or whoever it is has to have it in his possession when he dies. If, for instance, your father, let's say, for instance, your father passed away, let's say before his father, and then his father left him an inheritance, or it goes to your father, or then it goes to you. So that's clearly, that's min haroi, and not muksuk, that wouldn't be pishnayim. The Gemara goes into discussions, what is considered, what's the bottom, so certain things that are clearly muksuk, and certain things that are clearly min haroi, and there's certain areas in between. Let's say someone owes your father $10,000, but he doesn't pay him until a month after he dies. Or let's say you own a building and you get rent money. So many assume that's considered min ha-muksuk, but that's the discussion. Where do you draw the line between muksuk and min ha-roi? And as well, this halacha of pishnayim only applies to nechseyav and not to the nechseyim. So one of the halachas, as I learned out from the pasuk in Parashat Ki Tzetzeh, in the beginning, let's go find the pasuk in the beginning of Parashat Ki Tzetzeh. Again, talking about Yerusha Pishnayim. So it says, Ki es habachor ben hasnua yakir vaseis lo pishnayim b'cho asher yimatzei lo ki hu reishis ono lo mishpa b'chora. So it says ki es habachor ben hasnua yakir, that the father will recognize. So there's a gzeiras hakasuv that a father is neman, that a father, even though he's only an eid echad, and perhaps he's nogeya b'davar, nevertheless we accept a father as one who is could say, yeah, you know what? Let's say two of the children that show up, they didn't know who they were. The father's believed. This one's my Bechor. He's believed. The Gemara says, just like he's believed on Bechor, so to he's believed Lagabi the din of Mamzeris, regarding saying, my son is a Mamzer. So it's a special Xeris, a cause of Yakir, that the father's believed to say he's Bechor, and he's also believed to say that my son's a Mamzer. So what does it mean? So let's say a person says, my son's a Mamzer. What does that mean? So it could mean that my son married a Mamzeris, or the father committed adultery. So therefore, that's clearly a case of Yakir, meaning we believe the father, that's Xeris Akasov. But the other option is the wife committed adultery. But then, if he's saying it's the kids and moms are from my wife, then he's saying it's not my kid. It wasn't from me, it was from the adulterer, the one who committed adultery. So that's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. So some say, no, he's not Neman in that case. He's not Neman to claim he's not my son. You can't say he's a mamzer or not my son. The only reason he's believed is because he was my son. Once you tell him he's not, so you have no neman. He doesn't say no. Since until that point you were assumed to be the father, he was assumed to be your son, so therefore you do say yakir. So that was part of the discussion, as we said, and as well, this it only applies to Nechseyim for Pishnayim. Yakir only applies to the father and not to the mother. In other words, if a woman is married and she says one of her kids is a mamzer, so we don't believe her. We don't accept it. Some poskim Rava Yosha, others say even if DNA evidence proves against it, that's a major debate, but even some even go that far, she's still not Neman. And there's a famous mice that they say over, it could be urban legend that would happen with Ramosha, that the story goes that someone, a mother said, gave him something, I don't know, a bracelet, maybe a neck, something to put around his neck or arm, and she said, don't open it up until you're going to get married. So he figured it'll be maybe some money, maybe a bracha. He opens up and says, by the way, you're a mamzer. You know, I didn't have you from him, wasn't from your father. So he, the story goes where Moshe Feinstein was Masada Kedushin. He gave him the paper, he read it, he said, Baruch! He just went on with the Seder HaKedushin. In other words, it's not a shaila that she's not Neman. In other words, the big shaila mamzeris, well, speaking of Rav Moshe, because of Rav Moshe saved thousands of mamzerim in Klal Yisrael, because it's a famous debate between not only them, but those that have, that's how it's known as, a machlokes Rav Moshe Feinstein versus Rav Henkin from the Lord. Rav Henkin was the Gadol HaDor before Rav Moshe. So they both lived on the Lower East Side. So there's one thing about Rav Henkin, was famous about, they say that he, when this part, they don't say it's true, is he was very makpid on, he felt not eating before tekiyas on Rosh Hashanah. In other words, you're much better blowing tekiyas to miyush of the 30 blasts and then eating, being mafsik after you heard, than eating before tekiyas. And he went around, that was one of his, he used to go and scream at all the Rosh Yeshiva and tell them to switch it. And I don't think, apparently, the way it looks in yeshiva, it doesn't seem they listen. Also, because in yeshivas, they go very long. So to wait until 3 o'clock, so what they do is they break for Kiddush before Tekiyas, and then they go on that. So that was a major machok. And I think some heard from one of my friends, Rabbi Simon, who said that they made an announcement that his Levaya, whoever ate before Tekiyas, shouldn't touch the Aron, the coffin. So either way, that was one of them. But another big one was civil marriages or non-halachic marriages. So he felt that, what was a common case? Two secular Jews got married, and then they got divorced. I mean, but they didn't get a get. So the question is, and now that, okay, that's fine. I mean, it's sad they got divorced. Maybe it's a good thing they got divorced. Maybe they shouldn't have got married. But that's not the issue. The issue is, and then the woman remarries without a get. So it wasn't adultery or anything. She left. She just, no one cared about a get. So they just, and now she's having another child. So there's that kid, a mamzer. In other words, is she still considered married or not? Because she never had a get. Or do we assume she was never considered married? So Rav Henkin says, yeah, it's a big problem. They need a get, because even though, since they're having Kedusha Bia, they're going to be living together, they're going to have relations, and if they do it in a Jewish area, from Jews know, that's considered Kedusha, and she said you need a get. And if not, your mom's a Ramosha said no, that you really were never married, halachically, whatever, it's a whole discussion, but you were never married, and therefore, you don't need to get a get. So obviously, l'chatchila, if you could get a, why not get a get before she remarries if you can? But the Klal Yisrael is relying on Rav Moshe that they don't get a get, that the kids aren't. So that's where it came up. So therefore, Rav Moshe saved thousands of, who knows, hundreds, thousands of people, because many Balei Tshuva, that's what happened. Their parents, you know, who are an observant. So, and of course, if your father wasn't Jewish, then it's not a problem, meaning there are other problems, but it's not a problem of mamzeris, let's say. So those are some of the issues we learned from the parsha about, we learned out the pishnayim, that we learned to the machokis and tziv and the gra, whether it's from the one who conceives first or the one who is born first. And then we discussed the halacha, it's only minamuksa, you only get the pishnayim from what your father has in his possession. But anything he gets greater, that's split evenly. What's considered mina muksuk and bechor? In other words, where does people owing you money count? Where does rent money? And then we had this halacha only applies to nechseyav, not nechseyem. And the halacha of yakir, special gzeiros akasuv, only the father's neman that he's the bechor, and only the father's neman that he is, you could say, is Charles the mamzer. The mother is not neman. The question is, if the father believes the woman, would that fall under Yakir or not? Because the father himself doesn't know. So those are, and then the famous Machlokas, Rav Moshe, Rav Henkin, whether civil marriages or non-halakhic marriages, when they remarry a second time, according to Rav Henkin, you have a Mamzeris issue because the woman's still considered an Eshesis. And Rav Moshe's famous head to the no, that they weren't considered married and therefore they don't need a get, and hence the kids are not a mamzer.